Yes, I am back with another SCP podcast episode. I'll be doing these, hopefully, every weekend from now on. I missed the last week because I was doing something. But anyway, here is SCP-076, the key to class object. Enjoy this podcast episode. SCP-076 consists of two parts, a stone metamorphic cube, black speckled, referred as SCP-076-1, and a humanoid entity contained within it, SCP-076-2. SCP-076-1 is a 3-meter cube made of black speckled metamorphic stone. I think I said that. All surfaces outside and within SCP-076-1 are covered in deeply engraved patterns corresponding to no actual known civilizations. Radio analysis indicates that the object is approximately 10,000 years of age. And a door is located in about the middle, with a sealed with a lock, 0.5 meters in width, surrounded by 20 smaller locks in a circular pattern. As of yet, none of the keys have been found, making the door impossible to lock once closed. SCP-076-1 has an interior temperature, so inside, of 93 Kelvin, which is -177 degrees Celsius, and that is freezing. In case anyone couldn't figure that out, that is absolutely freezing. If you stepped inside, you'd probably freeze. It can't be altered by any means, so if you threw a million Molotov cocktails, it would not warm it up a single bit. Internal or external, it can't be altered at all. In the centre of SCP-076-1 is a 2.13 metres tall stone coffin, held in place, sealed shut by several chains of unknown make or substance, which are attached to the inner corners of SCP-076-1. SCP-076-2 resembles a lean, Semitic human male in his late 20s. He has black hair, eyes are grey, skin tone is olive, and he is about 1.96 meters in height and estimated to be about 81.65 kilograms in weight. Numerous tattoos depicting arcane and occult iconography are present all over the body, and mostly in the form of demonic faces, so very settling. And ranges from subtle to openly ostentatious. A subject, when encased inside SCP-076-1, is technically dead. So, at the time, SCP-076-2 is dead when inside SCP-076-1. Although usually dead inside SCP-076-1, SCP-076-2 will awaken in a trance and effectively reanimating it, so making it alive again, complete with all vital processes needed to sustain a living human being. Subject will then attempt to leave SCP-076-1. If it is successful, it will go on a rampage and seek out the nearest human being, ignoring all living things, in the process, or other living things in the process. And if it comes in to contact with living humans, SCP-076-2 will enter a rage state. Sorry, I burped that. In which it attempts to engage and kill all human beings encountered. Today, only the subject's death has been shown to be effective in ending these rampages. Killing SCP-076-2 is very often problematic due to his physical abilities, so he can run at superhuman speed and has superhuman strength. And yet, he is not invulnerable. He has shown the remarkable ability to ignore pain and shock, pressing on despite what would be debilitating wounds in normal humans. So if he probably took a bullet to the head, he would just walk on like he'd never had it done to him. And ways that you can kill SCP-076-2 is noted as sustained fire from multiple heavy caliber machine guns. So just a bunch of people firing down on him, but it has to be quite a lot, and a lot of bullets. Asphyxiation, so you could drown him, you could, drown would probably be the only way. And if he was crushed beneath a 13.6 metric ton piece of elevator equipment for use on SCP-076-1, which is, the reason it's that specific is because I imagine that has happened. And cremation through the use of a Fermate TH-3 grenade placed directly inside SCP-076-2's open chest cavity. So if you've shot, so if you've able to carve the the chest out of SCP-076, you throw a grenade in there, dead. Now I'm going to give you the reasons why it's hard to kill him, by saying this, I mean what abilities he has which makes him such a dangerous being. So, number one, he can rip through reinforced steel security doors over the course of 4 minutes of sustained assault. That he can clear over 64 meters of distance in under 3 seconds. He can take multiple 50 caliber BMG rounds to the head and survive for several minutes to continue killing despite severe damage. So if you just got a massive sniper and you just put it against someone's head and just fired that a million times, well, not a million, but a lot of times, he would live. He can pick bullets out of the air that have been shot at him. Oh, no, not pick, sorry, swat them. So, like, whack them out of the air of handgun and assault rifle caliber bullets with steel rebar. And he can survive over 1 hour deprived of oxygen before finally dying. Well, dying with big exclamation marks. And the most unusual ability is he can pull and materialise weapons out of nowhere. Not like guns as weapons, but like swords and axes. Slow motion video footage shows a small rift opening in which he seems to pull the weapons out. And it's being described as a small hole in space. The blades in question seem to be made out of completely non-reflective black material, appearing as a black void in space. Where these voids lead to is currently unknown, and how he can do this is also currently unknown. So let's get on to the ratings. So SCP-076, or, well, more actually, SCP-076-2, is without a shadow of a doubt one of the most dangerous SCPs. Well, probably not the most dangerous, but extremely dangerous. Like, anyone who can take 50 caliber bullets to the head multiple times, I think they are in the dangerous books. Especially if they're going against you and smashing up humans. And the fact that it can't die is even worse. Luckily, I... Well, this is, like, hard for me, because I've watched this guy called the Rubber, who is one of my favourite SCP YouTubers. And he showed the way of containing SCP-076. And if that was there, I reckon the danger level of him would be, like, probably, like, 2.5 out of 5. But if, let's say, if this wasn't there, and for any of you people who don't watch him, I'll just give you a quick show of what he does for containment. So it's 200 metres below sea level, and tunnelled out of solid bedrock, and there's an elevator shaft. Should be flooded with seawater when not in use. And even if that doesn't work, they can always send that crashing down on top of him, like the way that he could have been killed, like I said a few minutes ago. So that is his, like... So that's how they don't... well, he doesn't get out much. There's also a thing called the killing corridor, which is to be the sole access to the PCZ from the ASA, including water power and drainage and ventilation lines. The walls and floor of the corridor to be reinforced in similar manner to the PCZ, with the addition of electric deterrent system capable of delivering a 20,000 volt shock. Oh, by the way, PCZ means Primary Containment Zone, and ASA means Administrative and Support Area. So, without this, I would, well, I would usually put him as a 5 out of 5, but I'm going to put him as a 4.5, referring back to the fact that he sometimes doesn't get out, sometimes he's dead. Probably half the time he's dead. And also, an SCP called SCP-073, which might very well be my next one, will show the way that that on its own has been able to, will break the danger of SCP-076, but for now, I'm giving SCP-076 a Frankenator approved 4.5 out of 5. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Please check out my other episodes if you enjoyed this, but for now, I'll see you later, my friends. Have a good night, have a good day, whatever time you're watching this. Goodbye.